I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
She said, baby, I'm afraid to fall in love. So what if it's not reciprocated?
Hey guys, before we get into this week's episode, I just gotta apologize. We unfortunately ran into some error with our card reader last week, and that's why we weren't able to get you guys the episode. We've been working on getting this to you guys. Thankfully, someone did help out with the corrupted file, so this is the lost episode that we didn't get to give you guys, and I feel bad, fam. Feel real bad, like, because the week before is just scheduling issues, and then this week this happened. It was just very discouraging. Plus I had to go to DC. You guys will hear about that on the next podcast, but please bear with us. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Yeah, the episode's about to start, and keep in mind it will cut off at some point, so just keep listening until it cuts off. Later.
Are you fucking like,
yo, don't kill cheese me, bro.
Don't kill cheese me. What's don't kill cheese me? So like extra cheese
me? Yeah, so don't kill me don't cheese me in one. Don't kill cheese me, bro.
Because that's just normal. That's the normal order of operations. It's kill me first, then get mad.
Yeah, and then after I'm killed, then you smother the cheese on top. Yo, don't kill cheese me, bro.
Don't kill cheese me, Doc.
Yo, guy. Yes. Feels how does real it, good. How does it taste, bro?
This weed that I'm smoking, you ask?
Legally?
Illegally? Can't catch me now, coppers. Yeah. Yeah.
Unless you're driving, but woo! Yeah, this is what it, this is. Don't do that. I mean, it doesn't feel any different than it did years before.
Well, if you're a real stoner, it's just like, whatever. Mm-hmm. For me, I consider myself a real stoner. I smoke every day, but like, the difference for me is that no one can frown at me anymore.
Yeah?
That's how I feel. Like, if people are walking by, there's no, like, ooh, what's that Negro doing?
I mean, people still frown on, like, heavy cigarette smokers for the smell.
But that's cigarettes. Cigarettes are just gross.
Right?
Kush.
You know, I'm sure people are going to start saying that about, like, the smell of weed now. This was the worst thing. People are going to know the smell of weed now. But a lot of people were just like, what is that? Now everyone's going to know. Yeah, exactly, right?
Is someone burning acorns? Mm-hmm. Yeah, well...
We are the generation that's going to live to see legalization in Canada.
Like, have you taken in how many things we've been blessed to see as Torontonians? Mm. Like, as specifically as Torontonians, I'm not talking about the rest of the world. Obviously, the rest of the world, we've seen a lot of firsts.
Yes.
That are legendary and historic in their own right. But for Torontonians...
In this decade?
In this decade?
Jeez.
Let's say the past...
since
2009. Yeah. It's just been popping.
Popping like corn.
Left, right, and center.
In a microwave.
The people just taking off. City getting recognized finally.
Right.
On a global scale. Mm-hmm. We've had mayors go on
Rob
TV.
Ford.
And be on late night shows. For things that have nothing to do with politics.
Raptors are hitting all-time highs and
Raptors
records.
Killing shit. You got scandals. Raptor scandals. You got Raptor scandals now.
Raptor scandals. What else? You know, obviously Drake.
Drake.
Obviously.
Daniel Caesar. Jesse Reyes.
You got
so many.
Shawn Mendes.
Shawn Mendes. Biebs. Like,
Alicia
we've been
Cara.
Blessed to see a lot of great things from their beginning in Toronto. And this day, today, you guys listening right now.
Yeah, it's a lot of things coming to fruition in the past 10 years.
And it's making life comfier for me. Everything that's happening has been making life comfier for me, if that makes sense.
No,
even the six-week shit that just happened the other day. That's kind of historic in its own right.
6 rapists that and page abusers
that we talked about last week.
Yo, yeah. There's so many people.
There's so many things. But still, at the same time, it's making it more comfortable for me. When you know you don't walk that path, you don't really got much to worry about. Like, you're just watching the show from the side like, God damn, these niggas is nasty.
I'm trying to think of other shit that went down, aside from fucking rapists getting found out.
Toronto FC.
Toronto FC's winning.
And they won the championship.
Oh, man.
Got the Argonauts been winning championship, but nobody watches that shit for some reason.
I remember someone saying, someone reposted this Joey Bats home run versus Texas in the ALS finals in game 5.
And said saying that, this that was the second biggest moment.
No, they said greatest moment in Blue Jays history, and I was ready to fucking throw my phone. I'm like, Joe Carter?
Yeah, I saw someone World say Series? It is the second greatest moment.
Second greatest. I'll give them
that
second.
That was super accurate, in my opinion.
Yeah, second because that brought back fans to the Blue Jays in Toronto because we were kind of like, yeah, fuck them. We got the Leafs. We even got the TFC. We got the Raptors, obviously. But yeah, man, that's the first time they brought him back. The World Series
on steroids. It was like Joe Carter was the one that flipped the bat.
Yeah, yeah, no,
like, you know what I mean, like because Joey Bats destroyed that ball. The ball went to like
but
the
that posture,
bat.
Bro.
And you guys, I don't know if you guys know if you guys seen it. There was a bunch of memes going around the world. It wasn't even just Toronto.
Yeah.
So and I remember there was this big thing about was it disrespectful. So you guys probably saw a big home run for Toronto like 2 years ago, I want to say. And Jose Bautista, I think that's his name.
Joey Bats. Jose Bautista.
Flipped the bat, threw it in the air, and it was like the playoffs or some shit. And we won because of that home run.
That was the greatest, man.
That was a crazy electric night in Toronto. Because we don't like, well, majority of people I know in the black community... Most of them don't watch baseball. We don't watch the Blue Jays. There's not a community of, hey, yo, Blue Jays are on. You guys want to go to the bar? Like, that's just not big here in the black community that I know of. So seeing every single person on the timeline, seeing everyone on Instagram, all locked in, tuned into this moment, it was special. It was an electric feeling, and it reminded me of being 5 or 4 years old, whatever it happened. And I remember when Joe Carter hit that home run for us to win the World Series. And I was, like, my whole building was beating pots and pans.
Bro, did you go downtown?
Up and down. I didn't go anywhere.
Man. I was 7, but I was there. Oh, man. I was doing some stupid shit. I was taking off hubcaps off of cars.
Wow.
Just holding them in the air.
Guys, huh?
I was with, yo, everyone was doing the craziest shit. It was so wild downtown. I've never seen downtown like that ever since.
Like, amazing.
The day the Raptors or the Leafs win the cup or the championship, it's fucking over.
It's gonna be a wrap. When the Raptors win the championship this year, woo! Weed legalization on the first day of the NBA back? Are you fucking dumb, dog? You know how amped I'm feeling right now? And tonight I'm gonna go do a charity 2K tournament. Where I could smoke my face off and no one can say a word.
Wait, a charity 2K tournament you're going to tonight?
That's what I am doing. I am playing for the Red Door Family Shelter. They assist with families in need, women escaping domestic violence and things of the sort. So
very commendable of you.
The money goes to them. So I'm fighting hard tonight.
Bro, you better win.
I'm the greatest 2K player ever. So it's like, it's in the bag. Realistically, Red Door, start counting the zeros.
I love... when people claim, not to say that you're not, but I just love when people state that claim. Like, maybe. I am better than you in 2K, because I've heard it in so many different ways.
I have won a lot of
like, you could say 2K to somebody, be like, yo, 2K, be like, yo, I've never played you, I don't even know you, but they'll already be like, I will fucking dummy you,
are you
dog.
Sick, bro?
You'll get murked
bro,
in,
you don't want
in 2K.
You don't want at 20.
12
bro.
To 19, dog.
Dog, I don't even need, like, put me in the worst team. Give me the worst team. I'll fucking slap you, bro. Are you sick?
Bro.
Man's talk crazy when it comes to 2K.
I'll be the Nets, dog. And
you
you're getting
your
dusted.
To play video games with you?
Yeah.
What video games do you play? Do you play video games?
I'm just a 2K guy. That's
you're
it. 2K I don't guy. Play. I don't even play
oh,
FIFA.
Yeah, yeah,
I don't play
2K
anything.
Back in the building.
At Team Piff headquarters, you know?
Piff headquarters. We used to run 2K.
But nah, I can't do my thing is I get too invested. I'm an extremist. So once I'm in, I have an addictive personality. It becomes like weed to me. Mm. Every blunt is every game.
My boy Lathe, you know what I mean? He got Spider-Man finished in like 2 days.
Well, at least he's done and it's out of his system.
He has to. He literally has to. He has to finish it or he won't stop thinking about it and he won't get anything done.
Yeah, that's why I don't do my player no more. Because now I start living vicariously through my dude.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to like just better him. So I'm like, I'm doing everything to improve my player self-care. And I'm not doing anything to improve myself.
Mental health is
it's
going
ridiculous.
Down the drain.
Exactly. You know, that's how fucking relationships end. When you start paying attention to your player.
With your girl?
Once upon a time. But like, there's no point. It's like trying to... It doesn't have the same satisfaction as like when you clobber your girl in the game. It's not the same satisfaction as when you like block a little kid when they go for a shot. You know what I mean?
I like that feeling.
I love the feeling of little kid.
Yeah.
But with your girl, it's just like I don't know what I'm pressing.
No, because you know that there's a possibility that you may get some piece of attitude for not letting her play better. And you're like, what did I do for that?
But when it's games they know how to play, like Super Mario Kart or like Super Mario, then where there's little bit of competitiveness. Yeah, I'm game. I like that. But like there's some girls that come to the lounge.
Gotta start playing for him.
Jeez.
Tell your girl like, yo, okay, so if you win Mario Kart right now, say you win the first, you're beating me first 2 laps.
Mm.
I'll give you brains for next like 30 minutes.
Okay. Yeah.
I'll suck on the clit. 30 minutes. I'll get locked jaw. But if you lose.
But if you lose.
No, somebody from the back.
While I'm playing.
What's the best position to get your dick sucked in? Is it just the standard sit down? Is it the stand up? Because I find I don't stand up very often.
I don't like the stand up.
I'm mostly a lay down type of guy. Do your thing. But I found I like the best sitting at the edge of the bed.
That is.
Sitting at the edge of the bed, her on her knees. That's.
That's a good one.
And maybe that's the misogynist in me. I don't know, but I like it. I like it.
I like a good old 69.
69 is too distracting. I can't focus on both if I'm trying to my best.
I guess.
You can't feel like... if.
Okay,
like,
you know what's nice?
Line it's like eating food with your nose clogged. That's what 69 is like. It's like you got a stuffy nose.
I can't taste
nose.
Anything. My nose is so
you
clogged.
You still need to eat. You still need food, but there's no real flavor because, you know?
Okay, you know what's nice? The sideways tea.
Mm.
You know, so you could still grab an ass and do whatever and still see like the side boobage and the whole like silhouette of a frame. You know, that's nice, you know?
It's very Galileo of you.
Mm. Yes.
Sounds like some sort of Parisian painting. Yeah, I see two people just laying on the sides in the lily garden.
It's a passage out of The Count of Monte Cristo. When I took my lady to my chambers, I took her to my quarters.
Chambers is fucking funny. Imagine telling a girl, come to your house, yes, enter my chambers. This is where I lay.
You know, vagina used to be called the Chapel of Ease. Back in the day. So like
you may
yes, you may enter my chapel of ease. I have brought my Excalibur, milady. And the shield.
Yo, dog. That's the chapel of ease. Some of you takes out the chapel of cheese, but that's another episode. Welcome back to the Extra Gravy Show.
Bang bang.
I'm Marvin.
I'm Big Norm.
And we're back. Another week talking shit all in your ear. Shout out to everybody at work.
And if you smoke a weed right now.
Shout out to everybody smoking at work. Fuck you.
Marijuana is legal.
If you're at work right now, why don't you turn to your coworker and just give them the middle finger. Don't even explain nothing.
Yeah.
Like, just turn to them and just go.
That was so uncalled for, Martin.
Even make the face, the face, like just make that.
Or you gotta hit them with the Italian, like hit. You gotta hit bicep.
Oh, the bicep.
You gotta slap the bicep with
that?
The finger.
And why is it offensive?
I think the slap is what gives it the extra umph when you hear
slap.
It.
Does it depend on how hard you slap?
Yeah, I think
hitting
so. Because
your
the
biceps is disrespectful.
It there's something very disrespectful about it. It's like a slapping your chest. You know?
Iberian slap or Italian salute is an obscene gesture most common in Romantic Europe.
Mm.
But why is it?
Maybe
18 gestures that can get you in trouble outside the U.S. There's 18?
Dude, the thumbs up means stick it up your ass in the Middle East, I believe.
What? The chin flick, brushing the back of your hand underneath your chin in a flicking motion, means
like get lost. Like a fangul.
La fangul.
Mara fangul.
That's like the only word you can say during
that. Hey, get lost, kiddo.
Hey, get lost, kid. Your chin in a flicking motion means get lost in Belgium, Northern Italy, and Tunisia. So if you're in Southern Italy, you can just do it and it means absolutely nothing. It's so weird. In France, this gesture is known as la barbe, the beard, and is the hand sign equivalent of macho grandstanding.
The fig.
The fig.
Yo, that's pretty much like, so the fig is when your hand is in the shape of like, I've got your nose.
Wow, that?
That's what it's saying.
In Turkey, Russia, and Indonesia, if you do that, it means screw you.
It's basically...
it's fuck you.
It's fuck you with your middle finger.
Fuck you.
That's crazy. I got your nose. Like, dude, are you someone fucking patronizing
like
me?
Fuck you to a baby. Got your nose. Hey, what the fuck? It's a child. Like, what? That's so crazy. Forearm jerk. Who jerks their forearm? This is actually punching your fist into your elbow joint while raising the other fist up in front of you.
That's the one. The forearm jerk.
Jesus.
That's the fuck you forearm jerk with the middle.
Fuck you forearm jerk. I think we found a title. The mutza? I don't even want to know what that is.
What about the... I heard like...
I don't know. There's a bunch.
The middle fingers in some places is like a term of endearment.
A term of endearment? The middle finger?
Yeah.
I've heard something about if you turn it this
yeah,
way.
Yeah, the other way. Yeah, like...
Yabasta.
When you
wasn't that Dave Chappelle's block party? Fucking, what's the guys who made that song? God. Why is it slipping my mind now? Hip Hop Array. Is it Hip Hop Array?
Not In My Nature?
No. It's not Hip Hop Array. Oh my God, this is killing me. But they are like, Yabasta, Yabasta, the whole time. And they have a wicked, like a well-known hip hop song.
Oh man.
De La Soul? God, it's killing me. I'll figure it out. Let me see. Dave Chappelle Block Party.
My brain can't remember that for.
How was your week?
My week was tremendous. It was fantabulous. It was stupendous. It was miraculous. What did I do this week? I was just preparing my ass for legalization this week. Got a few shows. Got a lot of marijuana celebrations for legalization.
You're the marijuana guy, kind of.
That's my thing. That's my thing. It's been a thing for me for a good while.
When's the first time you smoked again?
I was 12 years old, unfortunately. I was supposed to be 6'1", and I stunted my growth.
Dead Prez.
The Dead Prez. That's who it was.
It was Dead Prez. Mm-hmm. Hip hop. It's bigger than hip. Hot. Hip. Yeah. Those guys are better than Nas too. But anyways, back to legalization.
Said no one
did you hear
ever.
About Ty Rolle this week?
No.
Say he's got a track with Kalani that he's about to drop.
Sick.
I don't know, man. You sound kind of shook over there, bro.
No, I'm excited. I'm excited to hear this.
Yeah?
I'm very excited.
I know you are.
Because I love Kalani.
Everyone's excited to hear
I love Kalani.
Ja Rule and Kalani together. Yeah.
I'm excited. I'm excited to hear Ja Rule in 2018.
Yeah?
I want to see if he spits like that Migos flow. That'd be great.
You know? I believe he can do any flow in the world.
I wonder if he's just going to rap or if he's going to keep it with the singing. Or if he's going to add auto-tune into the mix.
What he's known for and what he's a legend for, you know, is the rapping and the singing.
For dropping mediocre raps. But great hits.
We're talking about
great hits.
We're talking about Ja Rule. Yeah,
mediocre raps. Yeah.
No, that's not.
Mediocre raps, but great hits.
Great hits is Nas.
No, the opposite. Nas, great raps, mediocre hits.
That's one hot album.
You know what I'm saying?
10 years. I'm just saying. Somebody said it.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, someone brought that up.
I mean,
a while back.
Ja Rule.
His name's Jigga. The guy that's still here.
Yeah, I know. He's still there.
Ja
Rule ain't anywhere.
But Ja Rule is here, baby. Ja Rule with Kalani?
Yeah, like Pokeroo, though. He's gonna
ain't nobody
pop
trying
up and
to drop
out.
A song with Nas. Come on, nigga.
Yeah.
Come on, nigga.
Nah, yeah. Maybe just Kanye.
Who was on Nas' album again?
Kanye, I think. Yeah.
As a producer, who else? You don't even know. Kanye, see, this is what I'm talking about, man. Niggas be popping hot shit.
Oh, the
and
dream.
Don't know
the
what
dream?
The fuck they talking about.
The dream. I think the dream was on that.
You know, I was at Jesse Reyes' campfire video with Jameson.
Okay.
Shout out to Jameson. Love the drinks.
Was that where you were at with?
Yes, with all the mandem, and I told you to follow it.
But I was trying to hit you, and you were just like, "It's gonna be done."
It was.
Yeah.
It
basically, and was I was finishing work, so I'm like, "Fuck!"
This guy
I wanted to be there just now.
Well, yeah, it was really fun. A lot of fun. It's just bare jokes. Everybody's drinking, so obviously everybody's getting a little, you know,
good old hipster henny
stuff. Good old hipster henny, and someone brought it up.
Brought what up?
I think it was Tona. Brought it up. While we were all at the campfire and everyone can hear him, he's like, "So, Marlon, what's this I'm hearing about Ja Rule better than Nas?" Everyone's like, "What?" Everyone in the party, everyone there turned and looked at me like I was crazy. Everyone started berating me with
as
insults.
Much as I hate it, I love it at the same time because I respect what you're doing.
And I was like, "Oh, okay, this is, you know, I could have taken it as some disrespect. I could have taken it as, okay, they're all attacking me, but no, this is a teachable moment." That's what I said. So I turned to a couple people in the audience. I said, "Hey,
name me 10 songs.
Name me your 3 favorite Nas songs. Just your 3 favorite off Illmatic. Just your 3 favorite." Everybody, because everybody's yelling, "Bro, have you heard Illmatic? Are you sick? Illmatic's a..." Name me 3 songs. Not one person screaming Nas could name me 3 songs. I said, "All right, cool. Hey, you know what? That's fine. Some people forget songs. Some people just listen to the songs. Don't watch the titles. Cool. Give me a couple bars. By your boy Nas. Favorite bars." Niggas couldn't even give me one.
They don't want to. They don't need to.
No,
it's
not that.
They don't want to.
It's not that at all.
They don't want to fall into the trap.
That's not it. That's not it. It's not a trap at all.
No.
It is a simple question that they cannot answer.
No, everybody can answer. Can't answer
it? Because they've grown up.
No.
Y'all old heads.
They
pushing
they
this
all
narrative of Nas being a GOAT. And they all just sign on. Just like Twitter, they see a headline, they sign on, they have no idea what they're talking about.
Bro, you're cancel culture.
And then they all just say yes.
You're signing on to cancel culture too easily, bro. You can't cancel.
Nothing to do with cancel culture.
You're canceling out.
I've canceled him out before there was even cancel culture.
No.
He's been trashed.
But you're canceling him. You're canceling him out as a result of being a Hova and Ja Rule fan.
Nope, I'm canceling him out because I gave his music a listen and I am not a fan.
But then that's your personal.
Exactly.
But then that's just
and
your
I'm
personal.
I'm pushing my personal opinions
but
on
then,
others.
But then your personal opinion can't be imposed and can't
apparently
dispel.
It can, because there
but
actually,
it can't dispel and discredit a whole generation, a whole
I agree
large,
with you.
Large population of people.
I agree with
that
you.
Say, that's I, just like saying, "I don't like Beyonce. Beyonce is shit." And everyone's like, "Are you kidding me?"
Fair.
And that's just my simple opinion.
Fair.
But
hey, watch this. But watch this. If you can actually
80%,
name Beyonce
90%.
Songs, then I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
But if you cannot give me some fucking songs. 3?
Everybody.
3?
I'm sure they could.
I didn't ask for an entire
well, have
I didn't ask for it in order. I said, "Give me 3 songs from an album that you guys claim." There's not one album that I will tell you is one of my favorites, and I cannot tell you 3 songs off the album.
Yo,
that's
I'll tell
impossible.
You right now. When you asked me, "Name me 10 songs," I was like, "This motherfucker, I will, but I don't want to."
No, that's fine.
Right?
10
and
songs
I feel like,
is a lot, though.
I feel like that's how most people feel when you start pulling those. Name 10 songs. Name,
you
spit
didn't
want some.
To answer it at that point because, first of all, Civil was telling you don't fall into a trap. Sir, you had already been discussing it for like 5-10 minutes, so you're at your wit's end already. These people were fresh. They just insulted me. They just said, "Marlon, you're a piece of shit."
Troll.
Said, "Okay, cool.
You fucking
what's
troll.
What's your favorite 3 songs?" That's it. That was the first question I asked. I didn't say anything about him.
Yeah.
I didn't push my narrative yet. I didn't say shit about Ja Rule yet. I just said, "All right, what's your favorite 3 songs on Illmatic?"
Now watch this. As they would start thinking, but like, "See, you're taking too long to think. You can't even remember." That's probably why.
Nope. I gave them ample time until it was awkward silence. And then I said.
So wait, Tona didn't say nothing? He didn't scream anything?
I wasn't talking to him because I told him, Mario, and all those guys. I was like, "I know you guys know.
Yeah.
So I'm not talking to you guys. The only people I'm ever talking to to this about is people who pretend they know Nas. That's it. That's my whole thing."
Okay.
Because you guys, you proved to me that you're a real Nas fan. That day we had that discussion. Mm-hmm. So they are done. It's whatever. I'm talking. I realized then that there are people that do not know Nas's music, but back him simply off of people like yourself who actually do know his music. I'm just calling out the hypocrisy.
Yeah. I get it.
That's it.
You know, there's people I like, but I don't, and respect, but I don't know their music as well as the others.
Like who?
Like, you know, like a J Dilla, you know, like his production and like,
not really an artist though. Like, I mean an artist like.
But I'm saying as a producer that like is up there, like people like he's one of the, there's pure J Dilla purists. Yeah. Like you see parties, J Dilla Beast, Donuts, whatever.
I understand that. You know what I'm saying? There's that, but that's very niche.
Right?
I'm talking about someone that we are all regarding as a GOAT. That everyone's a, oh, legend this, legend that. And then there are people that haven't even engaged in their music well enough, but they're going along with everyone else because they didn't grow up in that time or weren't hip to it
Wu-Tang.
At the time of it happening. Wu-Tang's a great example.
Wu-Tang.
Great example. Wu-Tang. There are so many people who have not, they don't even know Two Chambers, much less the rest. And they will fight you to the teeth that Wu-Tang is sick.
They'll know. You ever hear the Wu-Tang 2 Chainz joint that he did?
Which one?
2 Chainz did a 36 Chambers like flip where he was rapping. He did a mixtape over all the fucking 36 Chambers. Pretty sick.
Was this when he was Titty Boy or 2 Chainz?
Just recently.
Oh, say word.
2 Chainz.
I never heard of that.
Wu-Chainz. That's what it was called.
Wu-Chainz. Yeah. Wow. Well, that makes sense.
But yeah, there's a lot of
2 Chainz is really good at marketing. He had that pink trap house.
He's a smart dude. With Trouble Andrew. Yeah, Gucci
Ghost. He's a very well-educated guy, actually. I believe he's got like,
he's up there with underrated rappers on the underrated rappers list.
Heavily. You know? His Hibachi. What was the Hibachi something mixtape? Fucking amazing. He used to be Titty Boy. Buffett's watching. Early Life. Boats. Pretty Girls Like Trap Music. Was that? That was the campaign for that pink trap house. Legal issues, blah, blah, education. Graduated from Alabama State with a 4.0 GPA. Isn't that perfect?
That's pretty much.
That's A+, no?
That's A+.
Wow.
95 and up.
That's crazy. And he transferred to Virginia State University due to circumstances he was reluctant to speak about. Got into some trouble, went somewhere else and came back. Uh-oh.
I hope that wasn't like a sexual assault case, because
then it's a wrap. What do you want?
Rizla?
Papers? You? This is weird.
No, I just need a Band-Aid.
Oh.
You know, case. You know, you backwards got a little hole, need a little patch-up.
Ah, what happened this week?
What? How was your week, bro? How was your week, Marlon?
My week was great. My week was nice, relaxing. Didn't really do much, to be honest. Just chilled at home. I got Final Cut and Photoshop for free if you're looking for that.
Woo!
If you're looking for that,
I'll take Final Cut.
Yeah, I got the whole Creative Cloud for free actually.
Oh wait,
I'm wondering if I should share the link on the Twitter. If you guys are down.
So wait, I can. So
if you're about that life, I ain't paying that money for that software. I'm sorry, that shit's expensive.
So you have Illustrator and everything too, the whole Adobe Photo Suite.
I have everything.
Or the Adobe Suite. Yeah,
I have the whole thing. And literally, like, remember back in the day when you had to search for files and search for keygens and serial codes?
Yeah, yeah.
If you want to crack it, this shit patches it for you now.
Well, yeah, that's that one you bought, right? Yeah,
no,
yeah.
No, not at all.
No?
Nope. Bought offline. But yeah, I forget.
You got it off Kazaa?
Final Cut, too. All I did was go on YouTube, type in Get Final Cut Free 2018. And then I filtered it. You know how you can do a filter on YouTube? I don't know if people know that feature is there or if they even look at it. But you can filter your searches so that it could go to the last hour, the last 24 hours, yeah. Uploaded in the last week, or uploaded in the last month or year. So you just went to the last month, and I went to the most recent one. So I'm like, okay, this one's going to be the one that they haven't
cracked yet. Yeah.
I got it, and boom. YouTube videos will commence.
That's why, like, there's no excuse nowadays, man.
No excuse, people.
You could fucking teach and learn yourself anything nowadays off the internet, off YouTube, off Google alone, so.
YouTube, I use, like, Google.
Yeah.
Like, Everybody knows about the whole how to tie a tie. That is definitely like one of the most Google. Mm-hmm. I'm pissed I didn't make that video back in the day.
Right.
Because whoever did is literally eating for the rest of their life. That person gets a check every month.
Every time some, yeah, that's true.
And you know how many people go and watch that video of how to tie a tie? Especially if you're that first video that pops up. Oh my gosh. You're making dollars for the rest of your life. There will always be someone young enough that doesn't know how to tie a tie and will go to YouTube and search that video.
What's another one?
We got to find one that
what's another one
everyone's going to need. It's already out there, but it's...
Yeah.
That's the thing that sucks.
Like, fuck.
You have to have made this stuff in like 2009.
Yeah, that's true.
To be the guy on YouTube with it. Let's see what the number one... I wonder what the number one viewed how to tie
life,
a tie.
Yeah, what's the number one viewed life hack?
How to tie a tie. That sounds like poetry, but I won't get into that again. I did that enough. 45 million views.
How to tie a tie.
45 million views. He posted this 8 years ago, and it's the first thing that pops up. Wow. He's getting a check every month. That's just amazing. That the next one down from him, 31 million. And then there's a heavy dip to 2 million, 1 million. See, if you didn't get in on that early bit, it's over. That guy's winning. Wow. Wow.
How
congrats to you, Ty Hole.
Ty Hole.
That's his name's Ty Hole. It's amazing.
How to shit, man. I'm just
how to shit? We could do that.
Let's see.
How to shit?
How to wipe your ass.
How to wipe your ass. Oh, that might be one that's not on there. How to wipe your ass. Best method of ass wiping. It's there. I told you. They got everything. How to wipe your ass with one sheet of toilet paper. They've got everything on here.
How many views?
Best method of ass wiping has 402,000. Okay. How to properly wipe your ass, 101, has 72K.
Wow.
Skid marks has 148,000. This girl's actually sexy. And hers has 2 million.
How about this one? Let's see how many desperate men are in the world.
How to pick up women. There's definitely a bunch of men jerking off to these videos. Bro, look at the numbers on these. And it's only the hot girls that are the top ones.
Mm.
2 million are watching this woman wipe her ass properly with long nails. 3.3 million people stopped using toilet paper live demo. This is gross.
What about how...
I have a video, parents caught having sex, and every month it is the number one viewed video on my page, and the thumbnail
parents
looks like two people having sex,
caught having sex,
and guess who the number one country is every year. The only reason why it is the number one video right now every month, guess a country. We'll see where your horny bias lies.
Please don't say the Philippines.
No, no. Please God, please.
Where?
India.
Huh.
Indian men like watching black people pretend to fuck, apparently. Okay. I feel sorry for my boy. My boy's all in that right. video.
Oh, no.
This is next girl in the video. Her wig fell off. What? I had that blooper on, and she made me take it down. That was the funniest shit ever.
Whoa. You actually knew somebody. He's daggering
it, and her wig came off, bro. He pulled it off by accident. Didn't know her hair was like that. And I posted it as a blooper video, and it was going more viral than the actual video.
Oh. Fuck, I feel so bad for people when they go viral like that, man.
That shit's funny as hell.
Especially if they don't have plans of using that for their, like, as leverage. Like, now, like now it's just a mark, a stain on their life history.
Well, it's speaking terrible. Of putting things online that may benefit you or not, have you heard of Zola?
Zola.
Zola is a girl who made the greatest Twitter story of all time, basically.
Zola. I have never heard of this Zola character.
She's a stripper. And,
of course. Sounds like a stripper name.
And she basically went on Twitter and told this like wild ass story about her last like 48 hours. And the story had everything from drugs, domestic violence, kidnapping, escorting,
what?
Human trafficking,
And this is happening to her or just everything?
Kind of to her and kind of to some other people, and mostly to the other people. She's kind of a spectator, but she's not. She's like involved as well.
And she's tweeting this shit like live.
And she, no, not live. She tweeted the story the day after. And I remember being up at like 3, 4 a.m. when she was doing it that night.
Just waiting for it.
And just refreshing my page. I'm like, I need to know the next part. Like, I need to know. And the whole, like, Twitter was already casting people. So they're like, I remember I put up a Twitter casting for Zola that went viral. Let me see if I can find it. Zola cast. Yep. There it is. Margot Robbie as Robbie as the girl Jessica in the story. Ving Rhames as Z. Olivia Pope as Zola. And Jake Gyllenhaal as Jarrett. So imagine these people in the story, basically. And obviously the cast is much different, but they have started casting. There is a movie happening.
Based off that story?
Yep. No. There is a movie happening. It is already, there's, Taylor Page has already been cast as Zola.
What?
Yeah. And it's so crazy because I remember everyone saying, yo, like, you should really get this into a movie, or turn this into a movie. And then I remember her tweeting like a year later or months later, like, yeah, some things were in the works. She's still getting things solidified or whatever. And now to hear that it's actually going to be a film is crazy, like super crazy.
The first tweet story turned moot film.
This is going to be probably the first Twitter thread that we knowingly have seen turn into a movie. Because I'm pretty sure they steal Twitter threads and add them in TV shows or get at least get inspiration from Twitter stories. Because there's so many threads and L's on the timeline that it'd be difficult not to.
This might be the first movie that's based off a tweet thread.
Yep.
You know, based off a true tweet thread.
Yeah, right? Right at the start?
You know?
Yeah. Based off of true Twitter tweets. Yeah, this is gonna be iconic. It's gonna be interesting. I hope they do it right, and I hope everyone is exactly how we pictured them when we first heard the story.
Mm-hmm.
And it's gonna be kind of hard. I think this is gonna be the first one of those movies where it's like people aren't gonna be like, "Oh, the book was better," because like, yeah, the Twitter story was good, but how many of y'all really remember every detail of that story? Like, I can't remember it. I just remember parts and pieces.
And how long did it go? You said.
Oh, man, she was tweeting until, like, the next day.
Wow. And
she ended up going to sleep and then finishing the story or some shit the next day. And Twitter was just in shambles. It was crazy, man. But yeah.
What year was this?
2015.
Oh, okay, that's not long ago.
Yeah, yeah. So congrats to her. Congrats to Zola. Can't wait to see that. I'm actually definitely going to see that movie. I haven't been to the movies in a long time. People have been talking shit about this Venom movie. Did you see it?
Nope, I have not seen it.
People have been talking mad shit, and then for the past week, I've just been seeing people say, man, Venom ain't that bad, y'all tripping. And I've been seeing that nonstop, so I'm wondering if I should just go see it myself.
I have a confession to make. I finally watched Black Panther.
Finally watched Black Panther?
Last night.
You fucking racist cunt.
No. I still haven't seen, like, Marvel, like, the one with Thanos. I haven't seen all
of it. Is it crazy if I think you're weird that, like, as a white person, that if I know you watch movies, right?
Mm-hmm.
You never saw Get Out? Is it weird that, that I would want to question you? Because I know you watch movies. Like, I know you go to the movies. You're an avid movie watcher. You bring up movies to me all the time. And you still haven't seen Get Out. Am I allowed to be like big eye little eye you? Can I give him the big eye little eye?
You give
eye
the people's eyebrow? Just you know what? Yeah.
Why are you like, avoiding that movie?
Why haven't you watched it yet? Is there? I mean, it would be bad to assume to make that assumption before that question is asked.
Going to the movies
and maybe just ask. Be like, is there a reason?
Because I wish I was in the movies beside white people that I didn't know opening day. Because then nobody knew what it was going to be about.
Yeah.
Going in there with no expectations. No Trump supporters can protest the movie. They're in there just like the rest of us. You're sitting amongst them. And then the shit happens. And black people are laughing all over the place. And you're there uncomfortable. Like, why is that funny?
I didn't see the humor in that.
I could just see the white people in there. Just
God damn it, like, Maude, we're out of here.
I mean, unless it's a Gary Owens type motherfucker.
Yeah.
Then it's just like... Yeah, how'd you, you know, just be like, yeah, you see that shit right
I
there?
I was looking around, just like when I do my stand up and I make uncomfortable white people jokes. I look straight at
the white people.
I got it. I have to.
You.
I'm talking to you.
Yeah. Yep.
You, Jer.
Listen, yeah, Paratha Roti.
Yo, don't expose. Yo. Don't kill me.
Yo, bust up shot.
Bust up shot.
Yo, I hate you. Holy shit. I gotta put that in. Speaking of white people, Lana Del Rey.
Ding ding.
Round one. Fight.
So her and Azalea Banks got into it. Azalea Banks' newest competitor, newest challenger.
Seeing who had better tits? What?
Lana ain't winning that one. I'm sorry. You saw those things last
night. Hell yeah, boy.
Oh, shit. Lana Del Rey unleashed her wrath digitally
on the banks.
Tweeting, I won't not fuck you the fuck up, period. So she's clearly been listening to City Girls. That's first of all. And she also followed that with saying, Banks, you could have been the greatest female rapper alive, but you blew it. Don't take it on the only person who had your back. So,
ooh.
Clearly they were friends at some point. And they clearly aren't now.
What happened?
But yeah, this was following...
Why the quarrels? Why the conflict?
I guess, remember what Lana Del Rey said to... She said something under that Kanye post about him and Trump and their relationship and how she's disappointed in him and whatnot. And then Azalea Banks retweeted and said, wow, okay, Lana, this would be cute if you were consistent with your outrage and refused to collab with A$AP Rocky, who has physically assaulted women too. To me, this just looks like the typical white woman using a weakened target to pretend to be an ally.
Oh, man.
That was my best Azalea Banks impression.
That's pretty good. That's not really, but it was pretty good. But
especially because you know that as a white woman versus a black male will result in immediate victory for the white woman due to societal circumstances. You wouldn't dare challenge a black woman on her opinion because you don't have that much of a social prejudice justice in place between women as there is between sexes. Don't use Kanye for your own vapid attempts to seem politically aware when there's so much more bootleg witchcraft you could be doing to try and take down 45. Kanye is not your enemy or the enemy. In fact, your selective outrage makes you the enemy. She is no one to be talking about witchcraft. This thing has Obia in her pokey. I'm convinced. Bro. It's girls like this that have the best vagina. The sex game is impeccable. But the rest, she's just so messed up.
Yeah, that's like
now she's showing that sacrificial pumps. Yeah,
you know stuff.
Definitely, after all those chickens in her closet, bro, I don't trust it.
She's like that red the red witch and
yes,
she's the red witch
in Game of Thrones. Yep, she's the red lady. Definitely, she would definitely be her. She's siding with Kanye, basically, is what she's saying, and she shared a text message with him, a screenshot.
Maybe she could quite easily be the female Kanye.
Hmm.
To an extent.
But she's still like...
Maybe not musically. She's not an musically. Idiot.
She just has displaced anger. Is that
no
fair to say? I don't know. Because she's not dumb. She's not a dumb person. She says things that make sense sometimes. And she sounds educated.
She just doesn't choose her battles wisely.
Not at all. And she does choose sides that are controversial at times just for the sake of attention, I feel like. Which is sad. But I do understand that there must be a frustration with everyone saying, like, I feel like she's like what Jasmine Sullivan would be if she went crazy. Like, if Jasmine Sullivan said, fuck all you guys, you guys say I'm the shit. Because you think about it, so many people say Azalea Banks is so talented. I love Azalea Banks' music. So many people say, I love Jasmine Sullivan. She's the greatest vocalist ever. People aren't buying the music, though. People aren't supporting the music.
Yeah, something about her.
But Jasmine doesn't seek that attention. She seems validated in her own right. She knows that
she's good. Humble.
She's humble. Man, she does her thing.
You don't feel any humble bone in Azalea's body.
Like Azalea, complete opposite spectrum, same circumstance. People say your music's dope, but you're not seeing the numbers, or you're not seeing that type of attention from magazines and interview with media and whatnot. So you do these things that help put you up on the search count, the search view.
If she did more things, you know, if she let her music speak for itself before she let her mouth speak, I feel people would listen to her a bit
more. I think it's the type of music she makes doesn't allow for her to be a global star. Her music, her style of rap, and her style of music is very niche. It's very specific to one market right now of people, right? And because you're not hearing her type of music, first of all, in the clubs. You're not even hearing it on the radio. You got to know where to find music like that. You got to know where to find Jersey Bounce. You got to know where to find some EDM with rap. You got to know where to find these house beats with rap. Like, those aren't things that are just on TV countdowns or anything. Like, you're not going to find that.
She's kind of comparable to Lupe Fiasco.
Okay.
But just a bit more exaggerated.
I can see that.
You know?
Because still educated.
Super educated. You know, somewhat still blackballed. Seek
attention, somewhat blackballed, angry. Black driven. Like, everything's, you know.
Black-centric. Afrocentric. Yeah. But I feel her as a woman, they take her noise or her opinions as way noise. Worse because, and it's like, shut up, you're just a woman on the black period. Woman but,
complex yeah, you know thing I mean? Again, yeah.
So, but like you said, you know.
Whereas Lupe, they just find him as a weirdo.
It's just displaced. It really is.
Yeah, displaced. It's displaced anger. They should do a mixtape, an EP called Misunderstood.
Lupe and Azalea?
The Black Misunderstood.
Mr. and Mrs. Understood? Mr. and Mrs. Misunderstood. Mr. and Mrs. Misunderstood.
If you guys didn't know, the Extra Gravy Show is also A&R company. You know, we put together collaborations and...
Pretty much.
Things that, you know, artists wouldn't normally think of by themselves. You know, that's what we're here for.
Who's your favorite collaboration?
Who would I love to see collaborate?
Yeah.
Fuck. Okay. All right, we're going to do this.
We're going to do this.
I would love to see Daniel Caesar and John Mayer. I think that would be absolutely fucking incredible.
Two guitarists just battling it out.
God, it would just be incredible.
Face melters just back and forth. Yuck. I can already see them live.
Unbelievable.
Okay.
I would love a her and Frank Ocean. I would love to hear that.
Okay.
I think that'd be pretty interesting.
That would be nice.
Because it's like the styles are so different that meshing them together, child. I would love to see Drake Rick Ross EP. Luxury rap.
You like that? Drake Rick Ross?
Just that luxury rap.
A full EP. Not just the Aston Martin music, just the full.
Yeah. All right. And then what else? Who else? I don't know. Miguel and... I like Miguel and J. Cole when they get together, to be honest. I really like that pairing. They can't miss. They've done 2 or 3 songs together. Fire. I would love to hear an entire project with those two. Still need Kendrick and Cole.
Kendrick and Cole has to happen. I want to see how
extra woke that fucking mixtape's going to be.
Oh, my God. It's going to be like... they just had 2 red eyes. Just drinking up fucking 2 shots of espresso and 3 coffees. Yo, that's how woke those guys... That album's going to sound.
Extra. Did you see the J. Cole Black video for Pretty Little Fairs?
I did not.
It's nice.
I did not.
It's a good video. Those two make a good pairing, too.
I'd love to see... Nas with anybody. Even Ja Rule. Why not? Even, why not?
You have to turn up Nas's part.
Yo, Ja, just keep it down a bit. You can't hear Nas, man.
What? What would I do without you?
Just whispering and still loud.
I wonder what Ja Rule would sound like on the Yin Yang's Whisper song. Where do you hear my... Oh, what?
What would I be? What would I be without my baby?
Jesus Christ! Sounds like laryngitis.
Nah, I would love to see fucking.
I need to get some water.
Drank up, drank up. Who the fuck would I want to see?
Who would you see?
Who would I want together? Man, my old ass just wants to see old people and new people, man.
Like who?
I don't like Cisco and Bruno Mars.
This guy Bruno Mars would actually make some fucking that would be bangers.
Fucking fire, you know what I mean?
Holy shit. Cisco on 24K?
You know what would be sick? If you took all the illest dancing singers and put them in a group. Like Chris Brown, Omarion, Usher, Cisco.
Like a TGT? Yeah. Like how Tyrese, Genuine, and Tank did that?
Yeah, but Tank couldn't dance like those two.
Well, Tyrese can't dance.
Well, you remember when Tyrese was in the My Way video versus
he
Usher?
He still can't dance.
He's still not the best. Yeah, he
cannot dance. Nah, I don't want to see that giant index finger dance, bro.
Index finger dance. He's always pointing just with that finger.
Nah, I'm not.
Oh, you got
to throw
Neo up there. Neo's a sick dancer.
Yeah. Yeah. No, Neo could do the songwriting. He'd be the Michelle. We can't say that anymore. We cannot say that anymore. We got to stop doing that. Cut out, Marlon.
What were you about to say, man?
Save the shell of the group, man. Oh, man, I'm sorry, man.
Just as they're about to do
I'm sorry, man.
Wait, hold on. Speaking of freaking collaborations,
Destiny's Child.
Well, before that, Daniel Caesar and fucking T Pizzle, bro.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
This song. Can I play it one more time? Can I
please,
just...
Please, we listened to this 10 times before the podcast.
Oh. I heard Daniel Caesar T-Pain. I said, are you fucking crazy?
Add this to the Baby Maker playlist.
Take me back to Georgia, back to Atlanta.
Woo!
Jeez, I already know the words,
oh,
Doc.
Oh, yeah. Woo! Jeez.
Out to Savannah. Man
brought up Banner.
My flat Priscilla.
That's crazy. And I know a girl named Priscilla that's not in the country too, so it makes sense. And she has a mesmerizing ass. So it was like,
maybe.
Oh, this song is speaking my language. Now you're speaking my language. Now you're speaking
Isn't
my language.
Isn't it dope when you know people like that's referenced in other people's songs?
Yeah. It's pretty cool.
When Drake's dropping a, you know, some shit, you're like, hold on. Is he talking about?
Said, because I just see my next girl standing with my ex girl standing with the girl that I'm fucking right now. And I went,
oh, hold on. Was that so and so?
Is that
when we were over at.
You must be discussing. Yo, a whole city was on Nose Talks. I remember that year.
Just wait.
That shit was crazy when he said that.
See, that's another thing about.
It was crazy when he said that. People were referencing the club to me. People were telling me what club inspired that line. And I was like, what? Atelier? Are you serious?
Yo, I was, okay, as a hip hop historian and a guy that loves even the old school, okay. I used to wish I was part of like the days when Rocksteady Crew was battling fucking the New York City Breakers and like in hearing the stories that other people tell, I was like, oh, I wish I was there. We are lucky that we were in the decade once again.
Yep.
Where
we know we had partied with
we
Zuka.
Had that
we partied with
you know what I'm
Zuka.
Saying right
we know all these people
all the shit in pop culture that people speak of in hip hop happened in our city and we can fucking reference it and be like we were there.
That's the cool thing about it,
and that's what it's so we're so blessed to be part of that.
That's why there's some projects where I'm like, yo, I don't get how people outside Toronto love this so much, because like I know why I love it.
Yeah
I know why God in this song or this story, like I know what he's talking about.
Well, it's because they just, you know, they're living vicariously through the songs. Yeah. You know what I mean? they hear it and they're just like, damn, I wonder what that shit was like. You know? I always felt that way with New York music, LA music, ATL shit.
Because, like, the rollout, I don't know if you saw the rollout, it was a Craigslist ad. And it's Daniel posted on Craigslist an ad looking for a girl in Follies strip club in Atlanta. And he's like, yo, it's the guy at the Gap. I threw like 3,400 at you. I need to find you. Oh, by the way, I wrote a song about you. It's called Who Hurt You. And I was like, oh,
and what?
Shit,
and he just did he just post the Craigslist link?
He posted the single art on Instagram,
but it was of a Craigslist. Caption
was the link, so you had to actually go and type in the caption to go see it, or just go to his Instagram story, which he had a screenshot of the
Craigslist ad. So, but does it actually take you to Craigslist?
Yeah, it was an actual ad.
How much did Craigslist pay Daniel? You think nothing?
Nothing. You put that on. You put that on Craigslist yourself.
I guess
it's just a smart rollout. It's just an interesting rollout.
But then that's really like Craigslist should be sending him a check because they just got some serious marketing clicks. Right there.
But yeah, he announced it like that, and it was just like it made this song feel more real. Because he created, like, it's like when you're watching a porno and they're giving you, like, hey, anybody order this sausage? It's like, no, my boyfriend ordered, but he's not here anymore. And now you got, like, a little backstory. Okay, so he came there to do his job, and now she wants his dick, which is inside the pizza. All right, cool.
Realistic enough, man.
Instead of just watching the video and his dick's in the pizza already and you have no idea, where's the boyfriend? Why did she order a dick pizza? Like, you got some context. So it was cool.
Do you like when there's proper, realistic storylines and good acting in porn?
I don't think there is ever. I don't think I've ever ran into any good porn acting. Like, I've seen a couple where it was good storyline to me because I never probably seen it in porn. Like, I remember there's this one video with these two girls in hijabs. And one of them was Mia Khalifa. And I didn't know who she was at the time. Mm-hmm. Everybody, the whole internet was going crazy over her. And it was her and this next girl in hijabs. And, like, the guy, she's introducing her white boyfriend. And her mom's, like, sucking his dick when she's not looking. You know, that whole usual porn things that never could happen in real life. People sucking penis under tables while doing math homework and shit. So then I was like, this is interesting because I've never seen it. I never even thought of this scenario, right? Putting myself in the white guy's position, of course. I never even thought of this scenario. So that was why it was interesting to me. But other than that, no way I'm not looking at the fucking acting. It's the plot.
I've seen some, like, there used to be some, like, real, like, passionate, good acting back in, like, the...
Back in my day.
Back in the late, early 90s when I was, you know, finding, like, going into my uncle's room and he had, the cable box that had all the pay-per-view channels. I'm like, wow, this is high-quality porno.
I saw the funniest Hoarders clip ever. This woman and her sisters are cleaning out their brother's room.
Oh, and they find out.
And they see, they're like, I'm expecting to find a lot of porn in here. And they find magazines on magazines, DVDs on DVDs, and then they set it up. They're like,
the
courts prepared for what they were about to see.
The cross-dressing wardrobe.
And then they see, then they see the panties and the wigs, and they're like, is my brother a cross-dresser? And then they're like, they thought that was the end.
But
there was more. You see, oh my goodness! She's just flinging around some dicks. Like, this guy just had
dildos
in his room that they found. And I'm guessing, because of the masks, that these weren't clean. And one of the women just started fucking crying, bro. She couldn't take it. She's like, oh my god! What the fuck? What the fuck? No, when you're crying, saying what the fuck, you know you're hurt.
When you say, I just remember seeing, like, the original picture of just the mother curled up into, like, the daughter's arms hugging her, and then you see the pain, and you're like, what happened? And then when you see why, you're just like, oh, fuck.
unbelievable.
What do you say? What's the episode. One thing you feel that your mother, if your mother was to find out, she would be devastated.
If my mom were to find out about me?
Yeah.
I don't even know. My mom knows basically everything.
Yeah, same here. Same here. Like, you've eventually told her, I used to do this, or I've done that.
You know? Yeah, basically. And she used to catch me in bad times. Anyway, my mom's fucking... She's Jamaican.
Yeah.
They figure out everything. Everything happens, they figure it out eventually.
I was like, Mom, remember that one morning when I was crying to you like a baby? You know, when after I told you I came home from so-and-so's house? She's like, yeah. I was like, I was high off MDMA, and I was coming down, and I was really sad. And that's what happens when you do drugs like that. And she's like, what? You did the what?
Wow.
I'm like, yeah, I did some ecstasy, some MDMA. She's like, oh, my God.
This Thanksgiving that just passed is the first time we had, like, an in-depth discussion about me smoking. And she always just passed it off as little remarks here and there. But she never got at me about it, which I was always like, if she's not getting at me about it, she's either done it or will do it.
Well, you come from a Jamaican background, so I kind of feel like there's somewhere in, like, there's like a little slight inkling of understanding as a result of being so prevalent in your culture.
Well, yeah, because it's like, it's not something that she'd be foreign to, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, there's certain countries, like in Asia, like the idea
of... She definitely knows people that smoke.
Marijuana is just so foreign.
She knows my aunt smoked. Like, and, like, it's so crazy when I'm smelling these smells and associating them with, like, going with my dad to his friend's house or going to my aunt's house and playing board games with her for hours. Like
holy shit, like, I remember smell.
The smell. It's from those moments.
That's how Inaro is going to be like, Unk, why do I remember Lego right now?
Poor Inaro. So much blood smoke has been around.
No, he just smells, me. Like, it just reeks off of me. Because, you know?
Like, what's that cologne?
It's sweet, Swiss, aromatic.
Swiss Army. But yeah, friggin'. Yeah, I chickened out. I was going to go in depth with my mom, and I want to ask her, like, yo, where'd you meet dad? How do you get you? Were you guys dating? Did you just give it up, Mom? Just tell me. Let me know. I need to know these things, Mom.
Yo, I just remembered. You just made, oh, my God. I remember one day I asked my mom if my dad had, I'm like, Mom, did dad have a big dick?
What?
She's like, I don't remember. I'm like, how can you not remember?
My mom's let it be known that I have my dad's dick.
There you go. There you go.
She literally came into I was showering one day, came out, I'm grown now. And she walked into the washroom not thinking anybody was in there. And she walked out just like your father. Like one of those.
Just like your father.
She gave me the Jamaican... That's like, I don't know what that sound is, because it's used for so many different moments. It could be used for frustration, shock, surprise, confirmation. Like, there's so many different.
Like, you know, I don't mean to sound perverted, but once you painted that scenario, I just automatically thought of a conversation I had with my friend. About him, his own little conversation with one of his ex-girlfriends. And he was like, Norm, don't ever talk about, you know, your porn preferences with your girlfriend. I'm just like, why so? He's like, one time I was talking to my girl about, like, what kind of porn she likes, what kind of porn I like. And I'm, like, worried about telling her what I like. I'm like, what do you like? He's like, you know, like, the mother, son, the stepsisters, like, the family porn. Like, it's weird. It's not like I want to fuck. I'm not incestual, but for some reason... I enjoy that specific point. You
know the
funny
thing about those are just the titles.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know ever.
None of them are actually related.
Nobody ever says brother or sister or I'm telling mom or something. Yeah. There's never any inclination that they actually are.
Whoever's posting it is typing the title.
Just typing that in.
And they're saying, oh, like, yeah, brother and sister.
Which is the messed up part to me. Exactly. Why are you painting these two people?
There's a secret agenda. They're trying to, like...
I'm telling you, bro.
They're trying to create... A
population control, man.
Population control. And they want to keep, like... They don't want people to mix too much. They need to have the pure races.
Though. I was having a discussion this weekend with someone. There was a show on... First of all, Have you watched 90 Day Fiancé?
I have not seen 90
Day. Amazing show. I'll get into it right after this. But there's a show that came on afterwards called Unexpected, I think. Mm-hmm. And it was like dealing with teenagers who are pregnant, about to have a baby, or have a baby, right? And I'm like, yo, out of all these teen mom type shows, right? How many black families have they shown and focused on?
Wow.
Not a lot. Not, because, first of all, they'd be pretty viral. Mm-hmm. It'd be an internet thing for black Twitter, for sure. Secondly, I can't think of one. Like, I personally, and I've seen a couple different seasons throughout the years. It's been out for what? Teen Mom, like 10 years old?
Yeah,
I don't even know.
It's an old show.
Started a long time ago. But I can't remember one black family that was a part of it. Now, I could be wrong. That's cool. But regardless, there's still way more white families. Right? Now,
given... it's like that with, like, My Sweet 16.
My Sweet 16 is usually black kids.
Was it?
Yeah. It was usually black kids.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Usually rich black kids.
Okay, I seen a few.
Because it's usually the only the rappers and singers that would want their kids to be a part of it. It wasn't like any white artists that were like, yeah, let's fucking do it. Like, you know what I mean? It was usually a rapper or singer's daughter or son or niece or whatever. But anyways, there's not a lot of black teenagers on these shows. I'm like, why is that? Not no Latino, not no Asian. Why is that? And I'm like, the only thing that could come to mind was when you show type of things on TV, the media tends to show them to help encourage it.
To that? Or just the majority, you know? Maybe in the big cities, you know, white people may be the minority. Mm-hmm. But in the rest of the country, like Much Music to Canada,
yeah,
there's more white people, so they got to cater to them. Mm-hmm. But what do you got this look on your face.
I thought of that.
Yeah.
I thought of that.
But,
think of how prevalent the stereotype of black baby mama drama is.
That would be very, you think that would be insensitive? Maury,
think of Judge Joe Brown, all these shows that constantly show this black baby mama drama thing, mm-hmm, right?
Mm-hmm.
It works.
Yeah.
This is something that works. It's been proven it works on TV.
People love it. Hip-hop. They watch it religiously.
Every show you can think of that has baby mama drama works, especially with black people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So then why wouldn't you use what works? What, like, I make that make sense for me. This is something that's been done for decades. Tell me why this is not something that's like, because we discussed it, we agreed this would be a topic on Twitter. Teen Mom's not a topic on Twitter ever,
but it's
not on my Twitter at least.
I've never watched the full episode of Teen Mom. Is it following the struggle?
Yep.
And like
usually these
what the problems the family goes through
and
whatnot.
That's the other thing. These families that are on the show, usually white kids who are not, they're middle class, they're from a middle class home.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't have an abundance of money, but they're not fucking on the last.
They're not on welfare.
Bill.
They're
not on the final notice. Lights aren't going out every other month.
Are like the parents ever single? Families. Do they have single mothers?
Sometimes, but very rarely. It's usually mom and dad don't like the boyfriend, but are willing to still help out. Like, that's usually the storyline. Or they don't like the relationship, or she shouldn't treat you like that, or the mom and dad don't like the girlfriend. And, like, that's usually what it is. And, yeah, they do have their own money problems, but regardless, they're living at home.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? They're not struggling to the point where we know some families to be struggling, especially black families. So when you put all that into perspective, for me, this is how I look at it, being the conspiracy theorist that I am.
Okay.
I'm a
all
conspiracy
right.
theorist. I will
explain.
I look at it as you're pushing for
white teen pregnancy.
Okay.
Because we all know minorities. Oh, we out
here. They got that covered.
We out here. Not got that covered. Like, for example, in California, isn't there more Mexican people than white people now? Or is it Latino? I can't remember what it is. But
I wouldn't be surprised.
Like completely skewed to white people being the minority in California. Right? Yep. And you're seeing that happen in a lot of places. White people are always afraid that they're going to be taken over, whatnot. So you push teen pregnancy, teen white pregnancy specifically.
You got to include white people into the mix.
You not only include them, but you encourage it so that, you know, you get some more white kids out here.
Yeah.
Then from an earlier age. For me, what I've realized is that people who have babies young tend to have just more babies. Like, it's never just, okay, that was it. You know, we did this together. It wasn't planned, but it happened.
Yeah,
we
when they have it early, they're child. Like, you know what? It's easy. I could do this again. All of a sudden, I could do this again.
2, 3, 4. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So then you got a lot of white kids coming up in the world. Cool. No problem. But also, you're showing that, hey, mom and dad are still going to have your back. Listen, it's a struggle. You have your problems. But at the end of the day, you're still going to have your back. Okay? And they just don't show that with anybody else. It's a conspiracy theory. But it's there. And to take it for what you will. I just don't get why there's no black people on there.
Maybe they just don't want to be... They want to be extra sensitive to... The black family
nigga
struggle.
Nigga!
And don't want to... They don't want to exploit it.
I am...
Oh
my God.
I'm trying to make something up right now. You know? I'm trying to...
But when you're saying that, how little sense that makes to you. Because history shows us otherwise. That's what they love to do, is exploit the black family. And show the turmoil. Show the pain.
So wouldn't you think they'd be doing justice by not showing it for once?
They're not showing the white kids that are living in trailer park homes. They're not showing kids who are homeless who have kids that are white kids. They're not showing kids who are really out here doing it alone. There are so many black mothers that are out here raising a child on their own, or raising a child with a dad, and they're together, but they're still struggling financially. They have no parents to
help
them because their parents aren't making the most money anyways.
This is my rebuttal to everything, to all your theories.
Uh-huh.
All right. White people, I feel, especially white parents, because think about this. These guys don't go around looking. They put out a hit and say, yo, we're looking for parents and families with dysfunctionality and whatnot. Yeah. So kids or parents are writing into MTV saying, can you feature us?
Mm-hmm.
How many black families or how many kids do you think are writing to you think they want to, like, I feel like there's a little somewhat of a cultural difference where it's like, so you're going to put us on blast?
Why are they going on Maury willingly for money? Why have they been going on all these shows making fools of themselves for money?
Okay.
People, there are women going up there. We've got to the 10th, baby dad. I'm hoping it's going to be this time. Right. I'm hoping it's going to be number 10.
Ooh.
Why has that been happening for years? It works, bro. It doesn't make sense to me that it's not a thing.
I get, you know what? I guess it's really just comes back down to like a food analogy. You know, they're just trying to create a specific palate, a specific menu.
It's interesting.
Because that has already been served via Maury, via Jerry Springer, via all these things.
I may very well be wrong. I'm fine with that. I want to be wrong. I relish in being wrong on something like this.
Right to
but make my it make teen sense mothers. For me. Someone make it make sense for me.
Yeah.
That's all I ask. I don't like things that don't make sense. I question them. I should be able to do that.
Maybe you should hit them up. Write them a letter. Let them know they need to add some...
Hey, Marlon, we're racist, so...
No, just tell them. add more black people to the mix. Please. We want to see black teen mothers.
See, and this is why I'm a fraud. Because then black people get on there and be like, see what they do to the black family? See what they do to the black family? That's why I'm a fraud.
Do you want inclusion or not? What the fuck exactly. Do you want, man?
Exactly.
The good and the bad. It comes with everything.
You know what make me happy? Just show the white people who actually got fucking problems for real.
Yeah.
For real.
The That's real. My
thing. Show the real, like, show the equivalent to the Maury niggas.
Yes. Show That's the white show Maury the white motherfuckers. Equivalent
to the Maury
Straight
niggas.
Up.
Show the white Maury niggas. we got the title. Show the white Maury niggas. All right? Because that's all I want to see. Don't show us.
Shut your white Maury ass.
Shut your white Maury ass up, nigga. Don't show me, like, people who are making 20K more a year and are like, they're not making the most, but they're fine. They're okay. They can eat.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I don't want to see that, fam. I want to see the equivalent, fam. Make it equality. You want to do inclusion and equality same times.
That would be dope if they went to the hood.
That'd be fucking
if
lit.
They went into the hood and just did, like, but every hood.
Do that.
In every country.
Get white families in the hood.
Trailers. Trailer parks. White, you know, or woo! PJs, trailer parks, fucking again, social housing, fucking everything.
To have a. No, but see, that's how you do it. There, that's how you do it. Maybe because Kim K's already covering the whole Be With a Black Guy market. They're like, yeah. Because I'm thinking, why don't you do. White girl with a black dad.
Interracial issues.
Interracial issues.
Right.
Culture clashing with the teen pregnancy, not being able to, you know.
You could even go the religion route. You know, Christian family versus Muslim family.
Look at
you know
that. See, look at us writing up, you know, scripts for MTV and such.
You know, MTV, man, more inclusion in your exploitation of you know different teen pregnancy
just
issues.
Just throw us the bag, man. Just throw us the bag. All right. What else happened this week? What were we talking about again? Oh yeah. So who's winning in the fight? Lana Del Rey. How did we get to teen pregnancy from Lana Del Rey and Azalea Banks? That's a wow.
We did it.
We did that.
We did it. I do remember. Oh wait. Back to that one story. I want to backtrack because this was just real funny.
Where are we going?
So my friend, when he was talking about the different porns that they watched, So he asks his girl first. She's like, "Okay," and this is when he's like, "I shouldn't have asked, bro." Mm. She's like, "Honestly, I love gangbang." She's like, "But specific gangbang, like BBC gangbang, like but athletic." You know, and he's like the skinny, scrawny Egyptian dude,
bro.
And he's just like, "Fuck! Like, what do I do?"
Girls ever ask me that? I always say, "I look for girls that look like you."
Right? You can't say anything.
I'm not saying anything else. Mm-hmm. The fuck? That's like, do I look fat in this? That's a setup.
That is a setup.
Does it, baby? You look however you want to look. That's a setup. I am not. Nope. Not catching me. I look for girls that look like you.
Straight
I just typed your name, actually.
Got curly hair? Oh, I searched curly hair.
If her name got the same name as you, I'm good.
You should see it. I type in curly hair bitches. Just like you. I like curly hair.
Just like you. It's something we do here every week. And sometimes, you know, we end up doing it for the same person that has been this person more than once.
Really.
And that is
our good youth of the week. Ah, yes, such a good youth.
Wow, this
Luis
guy.
From Barbados. Holy. Such a good youth.
Wow.
Sexy blood clot girl.
Do you know this guy? Is this your man?
It's a girl.
This is your girl?
She's not a girl. Not yet. What happened to Britney Spears? Fell off, man. Fell off.
Poor girl.
Rihanna's makeup line.
Fenty
Beauty is reportedly set to outsell both Kim Kardashian Beauty and Kylie Cosmetics.
Bang, 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 bang,
bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang. The brand is projected to make $1 billion.
Goddamn.
Before 2022. Fenty sales were 34% higher than Kylie's in its second month of operation.
What?
We stand a queen. We stand a financial queen. We stand an economically
sound queen.
Yep, that's the word I'm looking for. Sound. Yep. $1 billion? Now, given that we just crowned her, good you, around 2 weeks ago for ambassador.
For Barbados.
For Barbados.
Cheese on bread.
What can this mean for Barbados? This must be good. Like that, when you see something like that, it must be good news for you as a Bajan.
Does she do any manufacturing or anything in
not sure.
Bermuda? That's or in Barbados?
Question.
Sorry. Barbados.
That's a good question.
Because if she can bring some...
She can't right away. I would think that starting off, you'd probably need to go with somewhere that has already done it, already has a set price and whatnot, so that you can at least tell what it's like, and mm-hmm. then open something like that for yourself after you make bank, like
$1 billion,
perhaps. But that would be a very, you raise a very valid point. That would be a smart thing to do.
If she could bring some money back to the economy, that's
through that way, like
that's very, jobs, very commendable.
Providing jobs and shit, yeah. That'd be lit. That'd be super lit. Shout out to Rihanna, a queen.
The queen. Yeah, like, it's also because it's more inclusive, right? Like, she has more shades that, you know, people don't have, yeah, right? Yeah. So obviously she's going to make more money. She's including more colors on the spectrum.
Yep. She said, so, oh, my mom is a dark-skinned woman. How could I not include women of that color?
Hell yeah.
That color. How could I not include my mom?
Right.
So it's like, yeah, man, makes sense. You just see, black women truly understanding inclusion and being left out.
Yes, queen.
Yes. Work. Slay, bitch. Can I say bitch?
I say it all the time. Okay, I'm not going to lie.
Slay, sis. It's sis. Sis is gender neutral.
Lately, I've been saying bitch to, well, both men and women. But nice. It's in that, I guess.
To niggas, I say nigga bitch.
Yeah. No, I'll just be like, bitch.
Nigga bitch.
You bitch. Like, remember, what's her name? Aiko? What the fuck, Aiko?
Yeah.
So I've never seen her. I only seen her in that group that we're in once, here and there.
Yeah.
And I was at the Oxcard at the Drake Hotel. Yeah. And she's just like, it's me, Aiko. I'm like, and I was just like, bitch! Like, my bad. I didn't mean to call you bitch or nothing like that. I was just like, that's you.
I wonder if you were to like, do that for the first time to a woman, if she would think you're gay.
Yeah, she probably thought I was gay at first.
She just ran out. Sound like Issa.
Yeah, I was just like, bitch. No, but mine was more so like, you know that that DJ scratch that they have, like J.Ru use it, like, bitch. Right, one of those, like, bip 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 bitch. Bip bip. The bitches, the what? The bitches, the what? The bitches. Bitch. Nice. J.Ru the damager.
Are side chicks bitches?
Side bitch? Side piece?
Side ting? Side ting?
Sidewinder?
Sidewinder. Speaking of side tings, my man Terrence J.B.
Terrence? Not J.B., but Terrence J.
B.
106 in Parks, Terrence.
Yeah.
Good old B.E.T. Terrence J. B.
Oh, man. Got into a little car crash.
Ooh. Wow.
$200,000 McLaren.
Ooh.
And thought it would be a good idea to just, you know, flee the scene. Just a good old fashioned hit and run.
He just left,
basically. Him and a side chick.
Ah, he didn't want to get caught with a side chick. It was that left. Serious.
See, but this is my thing, right? First of all, what are these red carpets paying that Terrence J is making 200 enough for a McLaren?
Entertainment Tonight? Maybe it's a lease?
God damn. That boy making money. And to leave it. Terrence J making money. Wait, if he can leave it.
I thought you were going to say he drove off with it, but he just left the car and pieced. He left
the fucking whip, bro.
And they, so how are they? Was trying to make it seem like it was stolen.
I don't know.
Did he even try to report it stolen?
I don't know what he was doing, but he was with a female companion, they say, driving the car, lost control for an unknown reason.
My man was getting head.
He was getting some head. Oh, man.
Or a hand shandy, something.
Please let there be some sort of footage from like a street light, like a traffic light footage. You just see a head down there before he swerves. Oh, man.
You just see the nut. He just stretches his toes out, pushes the gas, and smashes.
The fucking the picture clears up. You see it's Roxy.
Roxy, like, oh, no! God,
I knew it! Nah, but Terrence Jade. It might have been Roxy. You know, Terrence Jade is a black man. He don't cheat, so it could have been Roxy. They were just like politicking, bringing 106 and Park back. And he just lost control out of excitement. You know black men don't cheat. Yeah. So that's my stance on that. Yo, I stand with Terrence. It's my bro.
We're with you, Jay.
We're with you, Jay.
Terrence, Jay. Yo.
Let me see you.
Free or Roxy?
Free.
Just making sure.
No
making
questions sure. asked. Free got that donk.
Or Keisha Sante.
Ooh, Keisha Sante been looking extra
ripe.
Extra ripe on the gram lately, bro. On the grammar. Nah, Keisha Sante been looking really good. Real good.
Yo, I got an accident today. What the fuck am I talking about? I got an accident on my way here.
You got into an accident?
I was in an Uber. Or in a Lyft. Accident? And this guy made a left on Lower Sherbourne. Like an advanced left, but then there was the red light that's like stopping the traffic from going north. But he thought he was supposed to stop, and he slammed on his brakes, and the guys behind him just, and he just created this fucking domino smash. Just
wow.
I was like, I'm like, hey man, I'm gonna record a video of me as the witness and send it to you, but I gotta peace out, bro. Sorry.
Damn.
Yeah, man.
Wow.
People be safe. Pray out for on
Norm,
the streets. Y'all.
Pray for Norm. My brother was in a car accident. Pray for Norm.
And
we're gonna set up a Patreon.
But I wasn't getting head or nothing, so
we're gonna set up a GoFundMe. We're gonna set up a GoFundMe.
Oh, my neck! My neck!
We're gonna set up a GoFundMe for Norb. Just send as much as you can, people. Just as much as you can. Listen, forget your bills.
My career is over.
Forget. Listen to that, man. That's pain and agony. What
I was
wrong
supposed
with you
to play
people?
In the NBA.
Oh my goodness! DL. His dreams, his nightmares, all at once. Please
Raptors
just give us.
I was supposed to try out for the Raptors 905, you motherfuckers.
Just give us all you got. Please. Please. Without looking extra good, everybody, please. What else happened this week? Cardi B on Marriage and Music. I can't rap about certain things because I don't want to insult my husband.
What is she going to say?
Newsflash.
What's the first thing that comes to your mind?
Your husband been cheating on you. Every day for past year or some shit. Like, what do you have to insult?
He's insulting himself.
Got him a queen. I've always wondered. And oh yeah, that's the other thing I wanted to talk about. She said she's been saying things in her music. Well, obviously some of it was written before Offset, but she's done said some shit. Already, so I don't know what this is about.
But I mean, men do it all the time.
Men do it all the fucking time.
They talk like my thing on the side. Not a name.
Bro, I'm like, I think about this all the time. And I'm like, no one brings it up. Why do we give artists a pass to discuss, to
be hypocrites
about other women or men like they don't have someone that we all know? Especially when we all know the person, or we at least all know that the person exists. It's like, do we give them a pass because we believe it's fiction? And if we do believe it's fiction, then why are you listening and resonating so much?
But it's like they're glorifying something, but then trying to make sure that, you know, they're not actually doing that within their relationship.
Like Chris Brown came out with, these hoes
ain't loyal.
He was with Karrueche. He had a whole girlfriend. And he came out a song, these hoes ain't loyal.
Okay, wait, hold on.
But no, they ain't.
Whitney Houston was with Bobby Brown. And she, you know, I'm your baby tonight.
Yep.
Right? That's, she's having an affair with somebody else who's having, you know, who's having an affair with her.
Why do we give them a pass? And if we give them a pass, we can't.
Because maybe they're just singing. It's like entertainment. It's like an actor just acting.
But then why do we take ghostwriting so serious? If you're accepting it as story and you're accepting it as not their story.
Well, because ghostwriting is like, if you're not the one penning those words yourself.
But if you already don't believe the words are theirs, why do you care who wrote it? You see what I'm saying?
Well,
if Drake comes out with a song.
Because you still want to know that they have the writing ability.
So you just want to know that they wrote the story.
Yeah, can you write it? Like, it's like, I know so Steven weird. Spielberg can, but if they found out, like, oh, not Steven Spielberg, he's the director, my bad. It's like Stephen King, okay?
But that's different. His job is storytelling. Mm-hmm. Rapper's job isn't necessarily storytelling.
But it's writing.
It could be various things. Storytelling is one thing, for sure. So I guess that's why, yeah, that makes sense.
I think it's just like people have.
You still want to know that they wrote the story.
Yeah. People just want to know that you have the ability to do it, and not. That's why people love Drake, because they're like, you know what?
People want to believe you're more
Drake. We know that you could fucking rap your ass off, and you're still gonna sing all the other shit that like the purists and whatnot will be like, yo, stop the singing, this and that. But like the fact that we know he can allows him to do everything else and come back to it. You know what I mean?
And I think that's part of why we get so we get cancel culture, because you have people that want so badly for the celebrities to be better than them. Mm-hmm. And when somebody comes along and pokes holes in that theory, you're mad at them. So like when the ghostwriting came out.
How could you?
Like, how could I thought you were fucking clever. More clever than me. I thought you were smarter, wiser. You've been through more in life, had more pain.
You know how easy it is for me to find somebody else to write for me? Right? You're not any special.
Exactly.
You're just a guy
who gets another guy to write things. And then you say those things. You don't mean
like
shit.
It's yours.
Like it. So it's like, I guess that's why we get cancel culture. It's just a lot of people placing these expectations on these celebrities to be way better than them in almost every aspect. Because it really is in every aspect. When you think about if a sex tape comes out, oh, that person can't even fuck. Wow, they're trash. Now their music's garbage because they can't ride some dick. You see what I'm saying? Like, it's wild. So it's like in every aspect, a celebrity has to be better. Maybe that's where the whole thing of money can't buy you happiness comes into play. It probably can't buy you happiness if you're famous.
Nope.
Depending on how you treat your fame. Because if you're famous and rich, there are these expectations on you now. Because there's no reason why you should be known around the world and richer than me if you're not better than me in every aspect of life. There's no way.
Yeah.
I don't care if you're better than me at one thing. You gotta be better than me than everything. That's why we chose you.
You have to be perfect. Perfect or nothing.
That's why we chose you as a celebrity. I gave you this platform. I am a taxpayer.
Give me what I want.
Give me what I asked for. Oh, you don't want to do that? Oh, Kevin. Oh, you want to cheat, Kevin Hart? You want to cheat, really? After I let you be a Nike person? Okay. Oh. All right. 4 months later. Kevin's so funny.
I love you, Kevin.
I love you, Kevin. Humans are interesting people. I'm glad we got to the bottom of that, though. Thank you, Cardi B. On to more pressing matters. Young M.A. stole Lil Bow Wow's girlfriend. I think you mean Bow Wow Wow, yippee yo, yippee yay. Where are my dogs at? Bark with me now.
Sorry, it was more of a
Bow Wow.
Yeah,
Bow Wow. Bow Wow 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 Wow. 10 out of 10, sir. 10 out of 10. Bow Wow 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 Wow. That's so fucking funny. Oh my god. Yo, Bow Wow, if you sample that, I need some royalties. Norm needs publishing and masters.
Poor guy.
Poor guy, right? Can't catch a break. His gal left him for the Fashion Nova. The Fashion Nova men.
Respect.
And it's not even that difficult to, like, I don't think there's anyone being like, oh my god, what? Why did she leave him? Like, I don't think anybody is wondering that part.
No, they already have their assumptions. Like, oh, I can see why. hell yeah! You know what?
I can see that. Bow Wow, he do be troubling people. So the Bow Wow challenge.
I mean, of course, I would leave my man if the girl that's trying to hit on me can beat him up.
Right? Oh man. Yeah, young MA versus Bow Wow. She probably rocked that nigga's shit, bro. Oh man, no.
Young Chad can't handle that.
Bow Wow ain't half the man Young MA is. Listen.
They will beat him the fuck up.
Yo. She saw Young MA become the face of Fashion Nova, man, and said, yeah, no, I need me a real nigga.
I need to be a real nigga who gonna take care of me. But nah, Bow Wow be embarrassing people. Like, it must be hard to stay with someone who's constantly embarrassing you in public. Like, constantly.
Yo,
doing
man.
These things for Why? Attention.
He's the Brampton of hip hop. Like,
he's the Brampton of hip hop?
He's constantly catching
Oh
ass.
No. Shout out to our large Brampton viewership. Just bare people from Brampton that listen to the show. Shout out to Brampton. Bramley's looking a lot better. I heard you guys got rid of M&H inside of Shoppers World because God knows H&M was about to find that shit out. That's a real store in Shoppers World, bro.
What was it?
Same fucking font.
What's it?
Same colors.
What are the letters?
M&H.
Get the fuck
I
out, bro.
I swear to you. I can't make this up, bro.
Yeah,
I went to...
I love a good old bootleg store, man.
I went there one time, passed by it, and thought, oh, this H&M must just be opening, and they still got to put the letters up properly. I went back to the same place like 2 years later. Still there. Still same order.
M&H.
I was like, Mark Houston got a store? Goddamn. M&H! Pied Piper!
I don't know why the M&H sounds like a fucking disease. Yeah, like, hey, he suffers with M&H.
That nigga got M&H, bro. Don't even share the blood with that nigga. Wait, he got mono and herpes?
God if damn. You currently suffer with M&H,
please see a doctor and ask if my doll is for you. So yeah, Young M.A. stole Bow Wow's girl. He already has a new one. They're seen courtside, so good for him. Bounce back king.
Have you
Bow Wow Hive?
Oh wait, so he got her back?
No, he got a new girl.
Oh, he got a new girl. Okay, yeah. Okay. So now, have you ever left? Has a girl ever left you and went to the other side right after you?
Has any girl I've ever dated turned lesbian? Nope. No, I know
a few women that, you know, and they tell me the stories of like, yeah, and ever since I was, you know, I'm into dudes and I'm or into women now.
It's I very just ignorant think for about, men to think that they turn the woman lesbian.
Yes.
I'm starting to realize. When I was younger, I used to think that.
It's like get over yourself.
Wow, my nigga, your dick game trash. Like, yo, what did you do to her? You know what I mean? But it's usually someone just finding out some shit about themselves. Or just confused, maybe. Still figuring shit out about themselves.
Mm-hmm.
There's some women that will come out of a relationship with a man and date a woman because they're not sure, and then will become sure after dating a woman.
Yeah. And there's the ones that, like, know from jump.
Yeah, like, it's just like women who have only been with one guy, and they're kind of nervous because they don't know if they haven't experienced much, you know? They haven't had the whole phase. Have an experience. Is there other dick out there for me?
Well, yo, man, there's some people, though. Like, I met this woman, super esteemed, like, therapist in her, like, she's almost 50, late 40s, looked great. I'm like, she looked like she was in her 30s, like, in my age bracket. I'm like, man, she was with this one dude. Unfortunately, she was a widower. And she was with him since high school. He died, like, a few years ago, so she's just new to the market, and she doesn't know anything. Like, and I feel so bad for her, but like, she was asking me certain, like, really simple things, like when you're at a bar and a guy, like, she certain tells that, like, people should just know off bat, but because she was out of the game for so long, like, then it just had me wondering, like, man, there's actually people like you in this world.
And the thing is, women like that are probably used to sexual assault that is passed off as normal. From back in the day, you know what I mean? So now if she is sexually assaulted, she might not even know what's happening.
Right. She's like, was I supposed to, you know, say no at that point? And it's like, oh, fuck.
It's very difficult for women, man. Like, from all angles, bro. The more I find out, the more I'm like, yo, life is constantly, it's like dodging mines.
Yeah.
As a woman. Yeah, and like, it's such an expensive life. My goodness. When you take into account women who love makeup, women who obviously every woman's still on, well, the women who are still on still get periods.
Bro, I was folding my sister and my mother's laundry all week last week. Mm.
And the like for men, it's socks, underwear, pants, shorts, sweater, shirts, and a few hung jackets. Done. I'm pulling my mom and my sister's shit. They got long sleeve, like a long sleeve skirt, short sleeve skirt, short sleeve short skirt.
I didn't know skirts long sleeve had
short skirt. Or sorry, like dress. My bad. Short dress with long sleeve dress. Long.
I hate the ones. I mean,
tank
that
tops,
are like
short tank top, long tank
really
tops.
Really like a one type of dress that there's a crisscross.
Yeah, and it's like you don't know how to hang it.
Yeah. Oh my.
They got them
God.
Like weird hanger lace that you got to hang off the little.
And some
coops.
Of them have to hang on certain hangers.
Exactly. So I'm like trying to categorize everything, and I'm like, yo,
the worst.
How the hell am I supposed to put this away?
I have a pile just called miscellaneous. I do the piles that we normally have,
right?
And then I just do miscellaneous. I'm like, these are just whatever's.
Right.
Whatever these are, mom, these are them.
Fuck, I found shout out to my sister, much love to her. But like when I'm putting her shit away, when I was putting her shit away, I found her fucking vibrator collection.
Oh, oh, collection. Just, hello.
Yeah.
There's more than one.
Prayed up. I need to say prayed up. I need to say prayed up.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.